Zan Rice is in Misrata for us. Zan, what's the latest?
Well, I'm down at the port. We're a deadlock of several days going back to Saturday morning. It seems to have been broken, and a large ferry chartered by the International Organization for Migration has finally been able to dock. It was initially prevented from doing so because it was too insecure. Some of Gaddafi's forces were caught laying sea mines late last week in the area around the harbor. And subsequent to that, there were several days of heavy shelling, with shells falling right in the area where ships would be coming into the harbour. And this the port is the lifeline for the city. It's surrounded on land by Gaddafi's forces. So, you know, having the port effectively shut was a really big deal. And it looks like it's starting to open up, which is good news.
So when did they begin to, when did the ship come in?
Well, the ferry, the Red Star, came in about half an hour or 45 minutes ago. After finally the sort of some communication problems between the ship, the port captain, and NATO seems to have been cleared up. So it's now unloading. You might be able to hear in the background, and very soon about 850 desperate African migrants who've been staying in the port area for weeks and weeks and weeks, desperate to get out, are going to arrive here and start boarding the ship.
The Libyan government has been saying that any foreign vessel in the port will be targeted by the Libyan army, but it's safe enough for them to get in?
Well, I mean, that was the major concern. That's why the port captain was very reluctant to let anyone in, and for a couple of days at least, NATO as well was saying it wasn't safe. There has been much less shelling in the city in the last 2 days. I don't think anyone believes it's safe, but by the same token, I think to attack a ship affiliated to the United Nations carrying people desperate to get out of the city, you're not even from Libya, would be not a particularly wise thing to do on Gaddafi's part. So that may have played a role.
Is there a desperate clamour to get on the boat?
There certainly will be from the migrants when they get here, but I think it's a big enough boat to get them all on. There are still quite a lot of Libyans who are very keen to leave, and obviously can't leave because the port's blockaded. Well, it had been blockaded in recent days. There are quite a lot of people who would leave the city if they could, but I wouldn't say there's sort of desperation. It's not people banging down the gates of the port to get in.
Tell us a bit more about the condition of some of the migrant workers.
Well, they've been staying down in the port area for, I mean, this conflict's been going on since late February, so for a long time, living in pretty basic conditions. They've seen several boats come and go, obviously with other migrant workers getting out and getting priority over them. I think the biggest problem for them, it hasn't been sort of food and shelter, it's just been fear, because Gaddafi has been shelling the port, both on the weekend but also before that. And I think around about 10 migrants looking to leave have already been killed by shells which have landed in the areas they're staying. So, yeah, I think that was probably the major concern for them.
Just give us an overview on the kind of the general security situation in the city.
Well, in the city itself, it seems to have got better in the last 2 days. I'd say there's been much less shelling. I know NATO has struck a couple of Gaddafi's missile launches on the edge of the city. And in the city centre, I mean, basically the fighting is now going on the fringes, the far fringes of the city in the south, and outside the city on the west. So in the city itself, it's not too bad, actually. People are moving around fairly freely, and there seems to be enough to eat and drink. Nobody's going home yet. Those who were forced to flee their homes, because there's very much a sense that this is not over. But I'd say the situation has eased in the past 2 days.
Okay, Zan, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Cheers.